right here. Just pay attention to us. The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Gorgeous.
Jesse, how are you? What's going on?
I'm good. I know you have something.
Well, we don't have to have. Let's catch up first.
Let's catch up. Don't get so sorry. So how am I? I'm good.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. Well, because I don't want you to have to wait. I can't wait.
Well, also, when I'm going to tell a story about people that I'm afraid to listen to it, I would prefer probably not to
start it
immediately
off.
Launch into it.
Okay, I'll be a buffer.
Which reminds me, this can't be used in promos either.
None of this can be in a promo. This is only for people authentically listening
then
live.
You get it.
Then you understand what we're talking about. You're the real fans.
No promos of it.
How am I doing? I'm doing okay. She's doing pretty okay. Dare I say?
I always feel like Jesse is like at the end of a 90s, like 10 Things I Hate About You type of movie.
Yeah.
Where it's like, and me, I'm going to be just fine.
Yeah, that music.
Where it's like Britney Smith.
Yeah.
Ended up going to Harvard on the Hudson. Like,
Thank you, bitch.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And for me, well, let's just say, I think I'm going to be just fine.
Wink at camera, walk away. That is me. Absolutely.
So what's going on? Why are you fine?
I just have found my creative like energy and juice again. And that's Amen. Been exciting. It's been so exciting.
What
I forgot I
juicing?
Lost it. And I did lose it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We
I
all
really
lose
lost
it from time to time, most of the time.
Yeah. And I fully did to the point where I just was asking myself, yeah, why am I here? What am I doing? And then I just remembered. And now I'm having fun, like figuring out what I want to do next and getting projects going. Our producer's literally
Our producer's literally playing
else.
A football game.
I'm livid.
Sorry, that was supposed to be on silent. I don't know why. Sorry.
Well,
he was silently watching football is what he wanted
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, great. Also, I've deleted dating apps.
Wow.
Yeah, because I'm fully
Why?
Focused
What's
on
What's going
this.
On? What are we fully focused on?
Just me.
We talked about black and white.
Right.
Recently, we did have a discussion about how
Correct.
You don't have to be so.
No. And by the way, that doesn't mean that if I don't bump into an attractive person, I'm not going on dates. I'm going on dates. But I'm not like actively spending time chatting with people. I'm just like, I don't want to use that time.
Yeah.
That's precious time. I could be doing stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's the time I'm refocusing. Will I be slutty on the streets? You know I will.
Amen.
Amen to that. I don't know if I will. I mean, I'd like to think I would.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into the story, okay?
That's
because
what I think.
I'm just like, it's eating me alive.
I know, and I'm pulling. I'm trying to pull here. I'm like,
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, well, speaking of bumping into people on the street.
Yes.
So, this is like, remember when we used to have embarrassing stories?
Yes, and I miss that.
Cake topper.
Okay, hell yeah.
Okay, so, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I go, and I already told you this part of the story, but it's for the listeners.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
A few weeks ago, I go to a brunch, okay, yeah. with a gay friend of mine.
Absolutely.
His husband. It's like a group of gays.
Love.
One of them in particular, very handsome.
Okay.
Sitting on the other end. I'm assuming he's one of the other guys' like boyfriends. We don't speak
sure.
the whole time.
Oh.
Not the whole time, but like basically the whole time until the end of the brunch.
Okay.
And then at the end of the brunch, we like get to talking, whatever.
Okay.
My gay friend, we'll say his name is Howard.
Okay, Howard.
Howard is like, oh, that guy, like me and my husband
yeah.
met out at a bar like 3 nights ago. He just moved to the city.
Obsessed.
And his husband's like the nicest person alive. We'll say Norman. Okay.
I love a gay who just recruits.
And so Norman is like, always talks to people at the bar. Very, very nice. Whatever.
Love.
Invited him to this brunch.
Gorgeous.
Okay. So we get to talking, whatever. We're going to bars. It's the crush is starting. Like, you know, uh-huh. when you're like, okay, what's the, like,
yeah, what?
interesting. Yeah. I hear him talking about how, like, dating is so hard in the gay world because he wants kids. He wants monogamy.
Oh my God. You know? Wants it all.
He is like new to the city. Okay. Yes. I'm like, okay, which this is a man with what? Values.
Values.
This is a man with small town values.
We love that.
My first mistake. And we kind of end up, and I'm telling everything obviously from my perspective.
Of course. And that's the only perspective I personally care about. Okay.
And so from an outsider's perspective, maybe this is not at all what happened.
Sure.
Because I'm questioning my sort of ability to.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Okay. This is important.
Okay. Yeah.
I've always like feel like I have a very good gut on like people, like character wise.
Yeah. I think you do too.
And like, I feel like I'm very empathetic in like a room. I know how people are feeling. I always know when someone's uncomfortable at a party, even if they're pretending that they're not.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like a romantic situation, I found that I can't trust that gut feeling at all. So I'm trying to like go against my instincts, I think.
Okay. Yeah. It's that the anxious mindset.
But because I know of that mindset now, I'm like, okay, I'm trying to make like different decisions than I would.
I love that.
But so I'm like,
okay,
you know, we're talking.
Okay.
The vibes are vibing.
Okay.
We talk about how I want to see, as you know, I love Six on Broadway. Okay. I've seen it now six times. He's like, he had never seen it. I'm like, we should go see Six, whatever.
Oh.
He has to leave. He has like a birthday thing.
Okay.
I
love someone.
Day of this brunch. Okay. But mind you, we met for brunch at 1:00. It's now like 8:00 at night.
You guys are going.
He DMs me when he leaves. Okay. We're DMing.
Oh my God.
I'm definitely being flirty in these DMs. Okay.
Yeah.
Cause he like sent a picture of, something, whatever. And I like made a kind of like, oh, you're cute, whatever.
Okay, yeah.
I don't even want to fucking, like, you know, I hate talking about
compliments
that I give.
I know you do. And you're doing so great right now.
I'm trying.
Okay, you are doing
stunning.
Trying
to give the facts, okay?
These are the facts, you guys.
And so then I'm like, we should hang out, we should go see?
Yeah.
Six.
Brilliant.
Okay? And he's like, yeah, when, whatever. I'm like, would it be too eager to say this week? He says, like, what's wrong with being too eager?
Oh, my God. Everyone's matching everyone's energy.
Okay.
Okay. I'm personally.
Energy's matching.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, let's go on.
Name the date.
Let's go on Wednesday. This is like on Sunday.
Perfect.
And he's like, okay. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Oh, also, he's like, here's my number for convenience.
Okay, let me say, I don't go sliding into DMs unless I'm sliding home. You know what I mean? Okay. And I'm not giving my number.
And so we're going to say that this guy's name is Steve.
I love Steve. Great okay. name.
And
but
so,
I hate him. I'll say that.
Listen, we're not going to like,
no,
I'm
we're not
again,
gonna hate
I'm
him.
Trying to do things in a different way.
Yes. Chris is thriving.
The old Chris 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get into the whole story.
Okay, we'll get
but
into the story.
I'm peaceful.
Yes, you are.
I'm trying to be softer.
You are so soft.
In general. I'm trying to get my body harder and my mind softer. Okay.
Okay. Hell yeah. Can we get merch for that, please? That's so funny.
Hard body, soft brain. But I think soft brain is an insult. So
maybe it's like soft exterior, soft.
Whatever. We'll,
okay,
we'll workshop
shell.
The
soft
t-shirts.
Got
later.
It. Got it.
So the next day, it's Monday. I'm like, are you sure? Cause I'm like, listen, we were both drinking when this conversation was being had. So I'm like, are we actually? And he's like, yeah.
Let's get a sober
confirmation. I was like, did you mean it? And he was like, yeah, I meant it. I get tickets. Okay.
Okay. Oh, wow. I love your energy.
We go and we meet. We see Six. Amazing rendition,
incredible.
By the way. We go out for drinks after.
Oh my God.
For like 2.5-3 hours. It's a Wednesday. The conversation, I'm like, this is like the best first date I've had.
Yes.
Literally. We're like talking about things like our families. He's like talking about my parents, XYZ, you'll probably meet them someday, you know?
Oh, okay.
Things like this.
Oh boy.
He wants to meet the dog. I'm like, okay, things are
things are moving.
And I'm like, I'm into it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I am butterflying.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Which has been.
I can't imagine. What's it feel like?
Fleeting.
Yeah.
Fleeting. But things, crazy. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How does it end that night?
We leave. There's no like.
Okay.
Kiss.
Hug goodbye?
Hug goodbye.
Okay.
Like awkward kiss on cheek kind of thing.
Okay, okay, okay.
You know. That weekend.
Yeah.
It is another gay friend's birthday.
My God.
Who was also at the brunch.
Okay, love. Oh, so same group.
Okay, and so I'm like, I'm going to this.
Thing. Party.
Birthday dinner, whatever. Yeah. If you want to come. And yeah. He's like, oh, I'm actually going to like be out of town or something. But then like the next day, he's like, actually, I'm not going anymore. So
I'll be there.
Maybe I'll be there. Okay. I'll come if whatever. So we have the dinner.
Okay.
Again, it's like the vibes are vibing to me.
Of course.
Okay. We're like sitting next to each other. He's like pulling fuzz off of my.
Oh my God.
Like there's things that like just the way that we're speaking. I'm like, I think this guy actually is into me.
Yeah. Okay.
I mentioned that I have a show next weekend. He's like, oh, I would love to come to the show, whatever. We go out that night. He has like a gay friend that meets up with us at the bar.
Okay.
And also like the conversation we're having, he's like, Fire Island is like, it's fun, but it's like not really my scene. It's like, yeah. You know, because in the gay world, there is a lot of like blurred lines,
if you will.
So
yeah.
Like gay friend groups where people are like fucking, but have boyfriends okay, and everybody's right. In on it. Like there's, you know, it's a fucking free for all. But our conversation, I'm like kind of feeling like maybe.
He's different.
Yeah.
He's different.
I'm like, we're thinking the same way. The dancing, it's like fun, whatever.
Oh, we're dancing, my Lord.
We're dancing, innocent, like kiss, like pet kisses, nothing.
Okay.
You know, but I'm like, okay, this is.
But we are kissing.
Yeah, but again, in the gay world, like.
It's a handshake.
Literally, apparently. Literally. Then. The next day, we like are talking kind of, we like compare schedules to hang out that week. And he's like, we both have Wednesday free. I'm like, how about Wednesday?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, like I'm so booked up. I have something, whatever. Like, can we do something the week after? In my head, I'm like, okay, he's not into it. You know?
Right.
That is
the anxious
starting
energy.
Of a rejection, the starting of icing someone out in my head, all
okay,
of this.
Okay.
And so I'm like, let me just cut it off. Like, let me just whatever.
Yeah.
A couple days, like 2 days after that, we're like talking about something else. Just like,
oh, he's okay. We're
so
just
now
chatting.
We're just like texting kind of. We wow. are texting throughout the week. He's like, I want to come to your show.
Wow.
On Saturday. Okay.
Wow. So
I'm like, and I'm already nervous about the show. So I have a show on Saturday and it's like, I just haven't performed in a long time. I was doing stand up. It was like, I was just nervous.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm going to come to your show. Whatever. I'm like, wow. Amazing. Cut to also.
Yeah.
So this guy that I had like gone on dates with last year.
Okay.
Who we just like made out a lot. And then
obsessed.
He was like, basically like texting me like, I just don't feel the spark.
Great.
And I'm like, okay, neither do I. But
yeah.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
Right.
But whatever. So him and I have like hung out a few times since then. Like there's been a few like drunk makeouts, but I've never once been like, he's into me.
Right.
Nor have I been like into him.
Yeah.
But he responds to like my Insta story being like, I'm coming to the show.
Wow.
Also, but he's like a comedy part. He like likes it.
Okay.
So I'm like, am I going to have two dates to the prom? Like,
oh my like, God, I'm double
booked.
I'm
going to have two dates to the prom. So cut to like the day of the show. Steven is like, I think I'm going to get my friend to come with me to the show, which I'm like, that's very fair. It's a show.
Totally.
And he's like, actually, I think it's going to be like a group of us.
Okay. Thank you for bringing people.
Yeah. Okay. And so the show comes, I'm fucking nervous, like for all the reasons.
Yeah.
Like I was so glad that he was there. Like I was excited, but I also was like exponentially more nervous because
absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely. When it's a bunch of strangers, you go, whatever happens tonight stays in that room.
And it's like, it was at the Bell House, so like big, it's like 200 people, whatever. So I open, I do my thing, whatever. And then I like go in the back to watch.
Yeah.
And so he's there with like three other guys. And then he like gets up and goes to the bathroom. And I like see because I'm watching. I'm in the back.
Yeah.
And then one of the other guys gets up like a minute later and goes to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, just normal like
bathroom stuff.
Gay friend stuff.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And they come out of the bathroom at the same time. But I have like gay friends that I'm like would be platonically going to the bathroom with, maybe to do cocaine. I don't know.
Oh, is it a communal bathroom or like a one stall?
I think it's like communal.
Okay. So yeah.
But
something tells me shit's going down in the bathroom.
Well, so I'm like, it's crazy. Of course my gut is like, huh. But I'm like, don't be crazy.
Don't be crazy.
Like, no.
No.
But then they like sit and I'm like across the room.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
Now that's an interesting way to sit with your friend.
Oh.
Like the other guy's arms kind of like on the back of his chair.
Yeah.
But he's kind of like leaned into him.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm like, huh. There's no possible way.
No.
He would bring someone that he's like seeing.
That would be insane.
To my show who he's also seeing.
Right.
I like talk. He like sees me in the back when we're talking, whatever. He's like, you know, hi. Very charming.
So charming.
Very sweet, whatever.
Yeah.
At the end of the show, we're like all drinking in the bar. His friend's very fucking nice.
Yeah.
Red flag is, I'm like, well, the way that they're kind of standing, like in my head, I'm still like, I'm like, okay. I'm turning into Detective Olivia Benson. And then meanwhile, the other guy is there too.
Oh my God.
But like so disinterested in me. And it's fine because I'm also not interested.
Why'd he come?
I think genuinely for the show that I was opening for.
Oh.
But he had DM'd me earlier that day being like, we should get drinks and catch up after the show.
Okay.
He's also there with his friend and her girlfriend or her boyfriend. And I've met the friend before. So she's always so sweet, whatever. But the way, so, like, there's me, Steven.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the three other guys that he brought.
Yeah.
And so I know that his one best friend, they met because, like, they had dated.
Uh-oh.
The one. And number one, I'm also the shortest of everybody here.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
I know.
Lord, my tall, wow.
And I'm like, this is, yeah. And so.
To feel petite.
They're like, not petite, just not tall. The way that Steven.
Yeah.
And this one guy.
Yeah.
Are sort of behaving.
It's as I'm if-
like. Are they like, and this isn't the best friend. This is like another guy.
The bathroom guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Who we'll say is Don. Okay? And so Steven and Don, like Don is kind of sizing me up.
Oh.
The same way that I'm sizing him up.
Okay, Don knows.
And I'm like, both of us don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
At least in my head. I'm like, but then Don is like, like, I turn around to talk, and I see out of the corner of my eye,
yeah,
like them sort of pack. And I like kind of look and he doesn't see me see it, but then realizes that I'm standing there. He's like, oh. And then like kind of just, so I'm like, is this just like kind of how he carries himself as a gay friend? Which is like a thing with some people.
Right.
Obviously, I'm like, my alarm bells are
ringing
and I'm like, but there's no way.
No.
That the guy that I was talking to, that I was in my head talking to.
Absolutely.
Would bring a date to my show. To, you know, what, and also I'm like, well, we'll get into all of this at the end.
Okay.
But I'm just not feeling like
good
at this point. I'm like, okay. And so they're like, we're going to this bar. Like, we should go to this bar, whatever. And I was like, I'm going to like, I'll meet you guys. Yeah, I'll meet you there.
A second.
And he's like, oh my God, you're not going to come. And I was like, I'm going to come. I'll meet you there.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm picking and up as my
I'm
heart.
Like, as I'm saying this, the other guy is like playing with his hair.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, mind you, also my roommate came to the show. Okay. And he was like, is your roommate here? And I was like, oh yeah. And he's like, oh, I can't wait to meet her after the show. He meets my roommate after the show. And he's like, I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot of each other. Blah, blah, blah. My roommate's like, oh my God, he's so great. Whatever. And then I was like, I think he brought someone he's dating to the show.
Right.
And she's like, there's no fucking way. Like the way we just talked. There's
okay.
No
that's
way.
Really great though, that we have her perspective on it as well.
And so I definitely have like clammed up a bit. I'm
well, of course.
The kindness.
The trust is gone.
Very hard for me to even be like his friends that came, which were so nice. And like,
God bless them.
And they probably think I'm a dick because I was just in my head kind of thrown off.
And that's fine. And that doesn't make you a dick.
And so whatever. So they're going to another bar. What's the other guy? What did I call him?
Don?
Not Don.
Okay.
The one who I had made out with a year ago.
Oh, yeah. Like Greg. I don't remember.
Whatever. So he's like going to a cocktail bar around the corner with his friend and her.
Oh, right. Boyfriend.
Boyfriend. I'm there. My friend Lauren's boyfriend came. She couldn't come to the show because she had another show. He still came to the show.
Okay.
And then she came to meet us. And so then we go and meet.
The other guy,
just because he's like right there around the corner.
Great.
With
and
this
a
girl.
Little break. Let's take a little break from the other.
Yeah. And I'm like, and I want to like talk to Lauren and be like, I don't know.
Am I going crazy?
And so as I'm thinking like I'm going crazy, the first thing that guy says to me, the first guy.
Yeah.
When I like literally see him at the cocktail bar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, whatever. Put my hand on his shoulder as like, hello. I go. He's like, hey, I just want to say like, I don't want to make out with you tonight.
And you're like, bye, good to see you.
I was like,
who the hell?
Okay, we're in a, like.
Why don't you tell me that to my face after a few shots?
I'm like, I wasn't trying to like.
Ew, I hate that.
Kiss you.
I'll never kiss you
and
again.
I think he
how
just
about
gets
that? You
anxious.
Can say, I'll never kiss you again. You can sleep well tonight and every night after
I
this.
Don't think he wants to. Well. I think he like it almost looked in it like fear in his face as he tells me this. And I'm like, okay, like I'm already like, this is what I get for making a joke about having two dates to the prom. The immediate onslaught of karma is coming down upon me. Aww. And so I'm like, you know what I'm not going to do is sit here wondering what's going on with Steve for weeks and months and be in this weird. And so I texted him just being like, hey, this is real. Like, this is awkward. But are you and
Dawn?
Are you and Dawn like.
I'm obsessed with this. Look at
together.
You. Yes, bitch.
He responds like 5 hours later.
Okay.
But I mean, it's also like, or not 5 hours, but like, you know, it was,
in the morning.
I'm assuming he's out drinking. I was also, but it was like, I sent it at 9. He sends back at like midnight. Like,
oh, he didn't think, like, he wasn't checking to be like, when are you coming?
No.
Interesting.
So at midnight, he says, what?
So I say, like, are you and Dawn a thing? He says 3 hours later, like, me and Randy, I had gotten the name completely wrong.
Oh, okay.
He's like, yeah, Randy and I are talking. Why is that awkward?
That's gaslighting.
And I was like,
who else are you talking to? Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, just wait.
Oh, no.
And so then I respond, I'm like, to be honest, it's awkward because I thought you and I were talking.
I am so impressed with you.
And
I'm like,
so to be honest, I think maybe I was just a little thrown off and I guess I had been misreading things.
Yes.
He responds the next morning.
Okay.
Being like, sorry, I felt like, sorry, I picked a horrible time to fall asleep. I'm so sorry. I thought the whole time we were talking and hanging out as friends. Is that something you'd be interested in? If not, like, let me know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't respond.
Yeah.
I had never, that's the last communication.
Mm-hmm.
My question.
Yeah. Yeah.
You thought that we had met the day before,
mm-hmm,
and that I took you to a Broadway show,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
where you didn't once,
mm-hmm,
be like, let me pay you for the ticket or
as
anything.
A friend.
Like, don't you think that seems like a date?
Of course.
Like, Tim, I'm like, what is a date to you?
Yeah, right. What's really beautiful, what's really gorgeous is that you absolutely did a stunning job of speaking for.
I refused. I'm not doing this.
Well done. You spoke up. You spoke your mind. This person was unable to be on the level you were, which was just raw vulnerability. That's what you were doing. You were going, I'm going to be vulnerable and tell you exactly how I feel and what's going on.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't know that he was hiding anything from me. Like, I think that there was like a moment when we were all, it was me and these three other guys and him. He's been painting his apartment and like texting me about his apartment, whatever.
Okay.
He says at one point, he's like, you know what's so funny? At different points, all four of the guys here have offered to come help me paint.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is funny.
Because none of us were going to paint.
Like, the vibe went from zero to, am I on The Bachelor?
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Talk
I was like, all of a sudden, I was like,
hot.
Am I on The Bachelor?
Should what I is pretend I just moved to New York?
But I'm also like, who, number one.
I don't understand that. When I first moved to New York, I didn't have.
Well, he had known, I think, the two guys like previously.
Okay.
And then the one that he's seeing, because this is also when I was like, wait. They don't know this new guy either. Like,
yeah.
He said something and then the other guy said to him, like, well, I mean, I don't really know you. We're just still getting to know each other. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So they're not old friends.
No, they're new friends. Everyone's a new friend.
Number one, I was so upset and not by because of him.
Yeah.
But like, I was just so upset that I had
you didn't
read the
you
situation
didn't. You
so prolifically.
You did not. You did not. You did not misread the situation.
And like,
I think
sort of
that
was just like let down, obviously, because I was like, oh my God, this guy's like into me. We're talking about how we want kids, how many kids he wants,
yeah,
his family, trips he has coming up.
Yeah.
Like where it's my all of the same kinds of things.
Right.
Like, why?
I think
I just don't understand. I don't understand the mentality of going to a Broadway show thinking that you're just going with a friend.
Right.
And not being like, oh my God, how, like,
of course.
Or even when the initial conversation, like how you and I've taken you to, I've taken
yes,
a lot of
have.
People to Broadway
yes,
shows.
Yes, you have.
But the conversation has been like, you have to see the show. I'm going to buy you a ticket because I want you to see the show so much. And we've been friends for fucking almost 10 years.
Right.
Like, it just, And obviously, like, the money doesn't matter to me. I don't care about that. But, like,
no, it's a date,
I just can't get over past the, like, what did you think this was? And then part of me is like, is where you're from, are you, like, a 10?
Because
I'm like, he's a hot guy, yes. And I could see, being where he's from, that maybe he's really hot.
Sure, sure.
And I'm like, so maybe he's used to, like, being fawned over all the time.
I guess. It seems like he's also scared, though, because he couldn't give you, like, a real conversation. And
I don't know that he was
you...
scared. I genuinely, the way he was kind of acting at.
Yeah.
Like, the, but I guess, I don't know. Also, I'm like, why would you not say, because say you're coming to my show.
Yeah.
Would you not be like, I'm bringing two friends and this guy that I'm seeing?
Yeah, of course I would. And I'd be like, let me know what you think.
Exactly.
Yeah. I
that's why I'm like, I just don't, I don't know. I'm like, I'm not, I was just, yeah.
That's,
yeah.
That's really.
And then to have it, like, capped off with the other guy just be rejecting me for no reason.
That guy, I really think, is disturbed. And also, like, relax. I wish I had someone I could be like, we're not going to make out tonight. Which, by the way,
like,
I said
oh, because
I'm
you're so, I'm so, I have to make out with you so badly.
Yeah.
In this crowded cocktail bar, yeah. Surrounded by people I kind of know.
Yeah.
That, like, I'm, my friend's mom is in the bar. You think, yeah, we're going to be making out?
No.
Here? No. Like, I'm like, you could have waited for me to try to make out with you if that was the case. Just, if you were thinking that. Like, I'm like, I just, it felt unnecessary.
It's unnecessary.
To kick a fucking dead dog when it's down.
I think that he, like, sometimes when people.
He also saw me yelling because I was, like, talking to Lauren and I was, like, yelling about. The other situation, I'm like, I wonder if he thought I was talking about that.
Oh.
After. I don't care.
I don't care either. It could be. I think that, remember, people have, like, monologues and, like, stories going on in their brain. So whatever's happening in his brain, who knows? The other guy I also hate, but who I don't hate is you, who was vulnerable and spoke up for himself. And honestly,
I mean, I'm very happy with how I handled it as of now, because
stunning.
I'm like, I am not going to be in a, like,
throuple
unrequited. I have a crush on this friend.
No
thing
that we sort of go on
all
what feels
over.
Like a date all the time.
Like, I'm like, what is a date to you then?
Literally,
because I didn't suck your dick, it's not a date. Like, I don't understand what a date is then.
No, that's silly. Because also, I've gone on dates where, like, a date is literally two people with the intention of getting to know each other better in a romantic way.
I'm like, and the conversations we were having, I'm like, it was like, it felt,
yeah,
like a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, oh, we have so much in common. It's crazy. Like,
yeah.
I just...
He sounds like a player.
And maybe he is. I don't know.
And it sounds like he likes to juggle and he's a juggler.
I am like, should I have responded something? Because I'm like, I feel like our paths will cross again in some sort of social situation. But whatever.
I mean, I don't think you have to. I think when you do, you can say hi.
Also, I hate when people are like, well, I just want to be friends. Is that something? Is that okay? Or, like, if not, it's fine if we don't know each other ever again. And I'm like, okay, so no. Like, what do you mean? Literally, it's like, oh, I fucking hate that.
I mean, I guess, like, I'm also at the point where unless, but no, if I have someone in a romantic category and then they're like, do you want to be friends? I'm like, no, I don't. Sorry. I just don't. I wish you the best.
Like, I'm like, okay, maybe we're friends for, like, 5 years and I reveal I'm in love with you. And then you're like, oh my God, I love you so much as a friend. I can't lose you as a friend. Like,
yeah.
You know, there's, yes, obviously times where that's.
Yeah, that's fine. But to start into a friendship that already is, if he thought that was friendship, his view of your friendship is imbalanced.
Yeah, because I'm like, wait, what did you think?
Yeah, I'm like, my friendship with you isn't going to be whining and dining you. And then letting you.
Which I'm like, it's not even like. I just feel like it was a very interesting approach to have then if that was not a date.
Yeah, it sounds like it was emotionally intimate as well.
I felt like it was. I literally walked away from it being like, that was the best first date I've ever had.
Yeah.
And he walked away with it like, oh, good, a pickleball pal.
I'm like,
he's like, I'm actually married to a woman and these are my kids. Like,
I think that's on him. I think that he might be misleading people. And I think it's because maybe he doesn't know what he wants. But that's not your problem.
And I'm like, maybe like there were things that obviously I should have. I don't know. I'm like, who was I 2 months into living in the city? Right. I've been here for fucking 12 years. And I feel like that was also my mind where I'm like, well, I don't know if this would go anywhere because he's been here for 2 months and obviously has some fucking oats to sow.
Totally. Never date someone new to the city.
And I'm like, I'm ready to like get out of the city, you know?
Right.
And whatever. Everything is a moot point, obviously. So I'm like, you know what? No, I don't think I do want to be friends. Because
absolutely.
I don't. If that's what your idea of being a friend is also.
No, I think that's great. I think, again, you handled yourself so gorgeously. The new Chris. And I think that, like, listen, I try to remember, like, somebody making me feel insecure and unsure of where I stand. Unattractive. Somebody who is unclear about what things are or bait and switch me and gaslight me, unattractive.
Also, I'm like, you say, like, what's wrong with being too eager in a message? Like,
yeah, I'm sorry. This fool was playing.
I'm also like, what did you fucking.
This fool was playing.
Like.
Yeah, no. Men will play absolutely dumb. They will play the dumb. You thought when I slept over that was. They're an idiot. They're playing dumb.
Yeah. No.
And you called them out. That's all it is. They'll say anything to try to get out of it.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I literally read it and I was like.
Yeah. Gag. It's a joke.
You know what the worst part was, though?
What?
Because he had texted back in the morning and I had a dream that he texted back in a much different way, in a much better way.
Oh, no.
And it even like, and because I will often have dreams that are like so realistic.
Yeah. Wow. Vivid.
But in the dream, even I read it and I was like, oh, this is a dream. like I knew in the moment. And then I woke up, checked my phone. Sure enough.
But that's a very good sign, Chris. It's a sign that your sphere, like what you want, what you're looking for, is coming.
I don't know that that's what that sign means.
I think that's what it means. You're getting clearer on
it. How in the fuck do you figure that?
You're wasting less time with people who aren't at your level.
I'll agree on that. I don't think there was any clear signs coming positively from the universe.
I'm saying there are parts about him, there are parts of the conversation, the date that you had with him that were positive and you are looking for. And he showed you that that's out there. And then he showed you.
Yeah. But on the same note now, I'm like, it's as if I didn't already have enough of a complex when it comes to this.
Yeah.
Now it's just like.
We all have a complex.
Like, I'm like, I need someone to like the initial discussion will have to be like.
It's a date. Yeah.
Because I'm interested. Like. I was so sure.
I think that you're not incorrect with that.
And even like from the outside looking in, I know I can romanticize things a lot and be crazy about a lot of things.
I don't think you do that quickly. I hate to say it. I don't think
I did, at least. I used to. And so like, I'm very cautious.
I know.
But I'm like, the signs were there.
Yes, they were. And you didn't misread anything. I think that this person bait and switched. And he's just playing dumb.
And I'm like, at least the boyfriend bought me a drink.
Thank God for that.
It was very like, yeah, that, you know, when you have like snapshot images in your head of something that's like, oh, I'm never going to forget this because it was such a like humiliating moment.
Yeah.
And I have like, I haven't had one in a while. But as it was happening, I was like, and we're back. Okay. The second I saw that arm reach around.
Yeah, you had that pit and in your stomach. And sort of like
tickle the sleeve.
Yeah.
I was like, there is no fucking way.
Yeah.
That this man would bring a date.
Yeah.
But apparently we're just gal pals. So why not?
Why not? Listen, we've all, yeah. I'm really proud of you. I don't care what you say. I'm so freaking proud of you. And I think that I'm glad this person is dead to us now. Absolutely dead to all of us. All of us now. And something great is absolutely coming. And we've all, let's remember, this is a feeling we've all had. All had. And people, men play dumb. They really do.
Yeah. I'm like, you know,
I've done that.
Part of me wants to be like, who the fuck do you think that you are?
Yeah.
The Bachelor. Like, I'm watching The Traitors now when Phaedra's yelling at Peter, yeah. Pilot Pete. And she's like, this is not The Bachelor. And I do not have to kiss your ass yeah. to get a fucking rose. That was how I was feeling. But, you know.
As you continue,
I'm sure our paths will cross again and it'll be incredibly awkward.
You can be, you'll be so friendly or not. I don't know. I'm not good at that stuff.
I'm not good at that stuff either.
Yeah. It's like, I know. I think about that. I think about running into certain people and what would I do? And then I normally literally mid even thinking about it, I'll go, I'm not going to worry about it as it happens, blah, blah, blah. Cause like, I truly don't know. And I would panic and combust.
I mean, the thing is, it will happen to me, I'm sure, because yeah. that is what happens.
And it sounds like, yeah, you run
the first. Remember the guy that like ruined my whole life? The first guy.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Years ago. He once. We were supposed to be like hanging out.
Yeah.
And he like canceled on me.
Yeah.
Right before. And as I'm like reading the message where he's telling me like, I can't because I have to work. I hear his voice.
No.
Walking. He had like a very loud and a very deep voice.
He didn't know where you lived?
He was like drunk. No, this was like in the city.
Oh.
Where we worked together. He was like out with some other guy. Drunk. I was getting off brunch. I was going to an improv rehearsal. We were supposed to hang out after the improv rehearsal. I'm walking uptown. He is walking downtown with this other guy hand in hand.
Let me explain to you something.
And I crossed the street, pretended not to see them.
I hate that.
How did I handle that? Did not go to the improv rehearsal, went home and took melatonin the entire weekend. Slept for 48 hours.
Well.
Literally, because I was like, if I can't kill myself for 2 days, I'll do it for real. Like, it was like the only solution that fit at the time.
Oh my God. Can I tell you something funny that happened to me? Which is just that I got my hair cut, but I was not getting my hair cut. And I was like, why aren't I getting my hair cut? Why am I being weird about this? I remembered the last time I got my hair cut was a night, the first night I was like, something's off. Mm. Something's off. I was getting my hair cut, didn't hear back from the person I was dating. Found out later he was on a date that night.
Oh, of course.
And I felt it in my gut.
Gotta trust it.
Like, I knew something was off. I didn't know it was that to that extent, but
because I'm like, how are you dating multiple people?
People be like, I don't understand it. People, I know.
I don't understand how.
Because I guess people, I'm a horrible liar.
I felt guilty about one person that had no interest in me and another person who also had no interest in me being at the same show at the same time. I'm surprised they didn't leave together.
That's what I was afraid. When you set that up at the beginning, I was like, oh no.
Like.
Yeah.
Boggles my mind.
Boggles. People are good at lying. People are good at being deceitful. And people play dumb. People play dumb.
I also think some people just think differently. So like, they aren't feeling guilty because they don't think there's anything wrong with what they're doing.
Yeah. I think that's true. I think also, like, if some people don't admit things to themselves, they're lying to themselves that they're not, like, I think once you have a moral compass or you know what you want or you're clear about it, I mean, then.
Yeah. But I'm like, okay, so do you want monogamy and three kids? Are you fucking dating around?
I mean.
Which, even, I mean, if he was dating other people, that right. would have been totally normal. Like, we had gone on one date. We right. hadn't done anything.
Right.
If I had seen him out at the bar and he was with someone he was dating, it would have been a completely different story.
Yeah.
But bringing him to my show, I was like, that's weird.
See, that's the part that feels like an attack.
And that's why, that's part of me where I'm like, maybe he really did not think that we were, or that I was...
Or there, I mean, sometimes him. When people do that, it is a gaslighty thing, which is like, this isn't a problem, is it? Which it's like, oh, this is a, yeah, of course it is. But sometimes people like to play it the other way, you know? That's what I think. I just don't believe this man is that dumb. I'm sorry. I think he's playing dumb.
I don't know. I'm like, I guess friendships look different for different people. My roommate was like, he looked in my face and said, like,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm sure we'll be seeing each other very often.
Yeah. What is that? That's what I'm saying. You don't say that. I like, what? That's what I'm saying. I think it was pretty calculated. I think he knew what he was doing. I think he's playing dumb.
And like, I don't know. It felt the like, isn't it so funny that all of the guys here have offered to come help me paint?
Yeah, that would be my first. I go
literally that I said out loud. I was like, that is funny. Like, that was an out loud.
Yeah. None of us were going to really paint.
And the other guy I could see also was like,
huh,
yeah. A little thrown off by that.
Yeah. And then I'm like, some people are really good at just being friendly, I guess. And just like, I'm like, never in my life have I had four people to help me hang a shelf. If I have one, it's a miracle.
Well, I'm like, all four of these people want to fuck you. The vibe was everyone there was into him. No, all of us.
No one who's coming over to paint. Well,
no.
You know what I mean? You're either a really good friend, like a friend for a while.
Yes.
Or we fucking.
A two-day friend.
No.
Is not offering to come help paint
of
out of kindness
not.
Of being a friend. It's because they have a crush on you.
Yes.
Not even like... Oh, it's just bizarre.
It's bizarre that he didn't know that. And that's, you know, that's.
I'm like, maybe things are different in the Midwest.
No, he's playing dumb. He's playing. And he got caught because you called him out. And some people wouldn't call him out. And then he would give you more breadcrumbs and be like, hey, you want to hang out again? Or blah, blah, blah. And you'd be like, oh, maybe I misread it. But you called it out. And now there's nothing he can do. He can't play you. Sorry.
I'm sure he's still good if he tried hard enough.
No. No, he couldn't. Because I wouldn't let you.
Let's be real. No, also I like had told, I was telling my friend, Andriana, who's like very hot about this like yesterday.
I love that. Do you describe me that way to other people?
Yeah, of course. No, well, it's going to be important to the story.
Oh, okay, great.
And I told her, and she's like, no. She's like, send me the text that he sent. And I did. And she's like, I think he's saying that, like, he's interested in you. He didn't know you were interested in him. And I was like, that is exactly how a hot girl that's never been rejected would read that text. I'm like, that is not at all what that is saying. I'm like, he's literally saying, like, we can be friends if you want. Otherwise, I don't care. Yeah, it was, I had a good fucking emotional breakdown though.
Did you, yeah.
I mean, not even like about him, just like this situation. I like could not believe that I had gotten myself into that situation.
You didn't, you got yourself out
that
quick.
I let myself be so nervous about this show.
Well.
That like I had been like
right.
fantasizing, I guess.
Yeah.
About like. What it could be. Sure. Like, I'm like, things are finally looking up for Chris Burns. Like, that was literally like.
Yes.
And I really was in my head trying to stay that way. Because I'm
yes.
like, I know that I am such a pessimist. I know that I always look for the worst in people. I know that I always assume the worst is going to happen. But it always does.
No.
I mean, the worst, he could have shot me while I was on stage. So I guess the worst didn't happen. But I was just like upset with myself for letting
I think you got to be
my mind run free.
Okay, but you can't control your mind for also having hope and like hoping that something, and like sometimes the worst part of dating is that like you project, like, you know, I meet somebody who lives in Brooklyn and I'll be like, how are we going to do long distance? And like, what are we going to do with, you know what I mean? Then yeah, you're like, oh, let me stay in the present. Let me try to stay here. But you can't help but do that. And old you might have stayed in this situation for months.
Yes.
You know. You got out real quick. You got to be proud of yourself.
Old me would have sent a slew of like drunk texts that didn't actually say
no
what I wanted to say.
Right.
I would have woken up and been like the most anxious person alive.
Yes.
And honestly, I woke up the next day and like looked and I was like, number one, you can't even tell I was drunk in the text that I sent.
Incredible.
And that I didn't like, that's it. Like it wasn't. I've grown for sure.
Yes. And that's so vulnerable. I'm proud. Like what you did is you cut the shit, because dating sometimes is shit, or other parts of life. You're like, everyone's like, I don't want to say. And you just said, I am vulnerably telling you where I am and what I thought. Yeah, was
do
happening.
You know how vulnerable it is to tell someone I thought we were talking when they did not think you were talking?
I yes, I know how. Yes, 100%. But like, But then you got exactly what you needed, which was answers, and now you've got your time back. And I'm telling you, things like this are just signs from the universe being like, is Chris ready?
I don't know that that's what it is. I think
you passed a test. I think this was a test.
Well, I'm fucking going to be 34 next month. I think the universe can stop testing me. Okay. How much more tests do I need? I also have like such a complex about feeling stupid.
You do not. You.
And so I think like that night I was so upset because I felt so stupid.
Yeah.
And that's like how I just always felt, you know, growing up and in high school and stuff, because I was in being told I was stupid. But like
100%. It triggers that. It triggers that feeling of when you're younger and yeah, you don't feel, and like then you get to, as an adult, comfort that part of you and be like, we weren't stupid, and we're gonna get to the bottom of it, and we're gonna know what's going on, and then we're gonna figure out who we're spending our time with.
Yeah.
Don't you worry, little Chris, because big Chris has got you. Adult Chris has you.
I don't know that he does.
Yes, he does. You did such a great job, Chris.
No, I know.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. But.
And I say, yeah, we ride at dawn and we burn Steve to the ground.
I'm like,
let him paint with seven people. I'm just letting him have fun.
The old Chris would have responded to that text very differently.
Yeah.
The whole situation.
Oh,
I mean,
me too. I would have done the like, oh my God, I'm kidding. I thought we were friends. I'm kidding. Ugh. Yes. What else can I hang out? I was friends with someone for years I was in love with.
Oh, same.
And then I told him I loved him, and he said, this is what he told me, Jesse, I want to marry you. And that's why I can't date you right now. And I need to have fun with these other women. And I said, oh, well, it's nice that he's calling me his bride, essentially.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, that makes sense. And I literally was like, he loves me. That's why he can't date me.
See, I would teeter between, like, I would do that. But then when it got to a point, then it's like, I would kind of snap.
I did snap. I ruined
it. And I'm like, you know, like, that's pre-COVID, Chris, this man would have been eating his meals through a straw for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But now.
Yeah. Let him live.
You know what?
Let him live.
It's on me.
Let him chew.
As is this fucking show that we saw.
Yeah. And that's a very nice thing you did.
Yeah. I'm like, do you think I'm rich? That was also maybe. I'm like,
no, he knew it was a date. That's what I'm saying. It's manipulative. He's playing dumb. I don't think he's as dumb as he's playing. I think he knows what he's doing. That's all I'm saying. That's like if you go out with someone and, I mean, so, I don't know. That's honestly why I think a lot of people, if you're not interested with someone, you go, let's split it. And that's code for, I see you as a friend, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's just definitely curious.
He played dumb. He's dumb.
And like, maybe because he's new to the city, like he wants friends and stuff, but I don't know. Obviously he's dating.
Obviously, he's dating. God, I wish, like, I've never had that energy in this city.
And he's, like, dating so hard. He's talking about, he's like, what was the worst date you've ever had? This was on, like,
what's the worst? Jeez. I hate when, okay, what's
no, but,
the
like,
worst?
It's, like, a fun, like, first date conversation. Like, what's the worst?
Yeah, what's the worst
date? And I'm like, this date's going so well. We're talking about our worst ones.
Yeah.
On it.
Right. That's the truth. I've only been asked that on dates.
That go well.
Yeah, or are just, like, starting. I don't know. I normally don't like to answer that question on a date.
I think it's a fun conversation.
I think it can be fun.
Well, I have a new answer. Like, the best one, actually.
Yeah.
When it turned out that I was just getting drinks with a pal. Might as well been fucking happy hour.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm the Rumble member of the month.
I'm so proud of you. And you're the Rumble member of the month.
Yeah.
You cannot
be
stopped.
He doesn't even know what he fucking was missing out on.
No, he doesn't know.
And think, I'm much stronger now than I was back then.
I know that.
Physically
to be sure.
As well.
Yeah. Physically, emotionally, mentally. No one can mess with you.
Yeah.
And I know that to be sure.
The Uber driver from that drive home will tell you otherwise, I think.
Did you tell him?
No, but.
Oh.
He had no question that something was going on, I think.
Like, you seemed angry?
I was sobbing in the back of the Uber, oh. Jesse. Put context clues together.
I'm sorry. I didn't get it. Oh. I went to the park by myself on Sunday and cried. Just by myself, looking out at the waters, crying.
Well.
What? Sometimes I happy cry.
That seems on par. Yeah.
I just sometimes, like, I don't think crying's always bad. I mean, I guess in that instance, sometimes I don't know how to. And it sounds like a good Uber driver who just said, let's turn the music on.
And then
on.
I got home and I was like, you know what? Of course I turn on.
What?
Grey's Anatomy. Because I'm like, let's just let this all come out. Yeah. So turn on the Grey's Anatomy shooting episode. But then after like 2 minutes, I was like, why am I doing this to myself? And I turned on Step Brothers and I
laughed.
Made myself go to sleep.
Okay, that's great.
With pills, but still.
Well, that's still good. And laughing is beautiful medicine. And crying is beautiful too. I'm really proud of you.
And I went to Rumble the next day. Hungover.
That's very impressive.
I was just like, I'm not wallowing in this.
No.
Which is also why I'm talking. I wasn't even going to like talk about it because I'm like, I don't want any of the people involved to know that I'm talking about it, but also I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's funny.
It is funny. It happened to you. You're allowed to talk about it. And look how strong you are. Everybody should know that.
And I use no real names or places to connect who these people are. So whatever. You can't sue me.
Yeah, you can't sue me either. I didn't do anything. And I will name names for anyone who does want to go out with me.
But yeah, so it was quite the weekend.
Quite the weekend. One thing at a time.
And so I'm going to LA on Thursday because I was like, I need just a little
vacay.
Yeah.
You're going by yourself?
I'm going like to stay with my friend.
Oh, fun.
My gay friend who I'm going to what? Not make out with?
Yeah.
Because we're true friends.
Aw.
No, it'll be fun.
That's really fun. I love a trip. I need a trip. Maybe.
Take a trip, baby.
I might. Once I figure out what's going on.
Yeah. So anyway, how long have we been going?
I know.
An hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
I've been talking for an hour?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I was literally like, should we go into a Hallmark? So that answers that.
I can't believe I've been talking for an hour.
You had to let it out.
I am so sorry.
No, it was stunning.
I literally was going to be like, what are we in, like 15, 20 minutes?
I know.
No.
I talked about this for a whole hour.
You needed to get it out.
Oh my God. I'm like, we can't even.
And you guys went in almost from minute like 4, I think. Jesse tried to vamp for like 2-3 minutes.
Thank you.
And then Chris was just like, all right, let me go.
All right, well.
What a gorgeous story.
Anyone that listens to this is like, yeah, Chris is over it. He talks about it for a full fucking hour.
You were a great storyteller. You gave us details. You took us through it.
you know what? Yeah, I'm not sorry about it.
I'm not sorry.
It's a good story. If I heard this story from someone else, I would think it's funny.
Absolutely. And the audience is rooting for you. They love you. We love to hear what's going on. Regardless, I mean, I'm sure they'll ride at dawn if you give the sign.
And let me tell you something else.
Say it.
It was the best production of six I've ever seen. So no, nothing was lost.
Thank God for that.
Original cast? A new cast I haven't seen. Tens across the board.
Oh my God, I love that.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Exquisite.
All right, housekeeping. What do we have to talk about? We've got the live show on March 28th. Buy your tickets because it's going to be so fun and fabulous.
Bring whoever you're talking to. Yeah.
And someone you don't want to make out with. That's super important.
Link is in the description of this episode.
Great. And what else? Go to our Patreon. We're going to revamp it soon.
Yeah, we're revamping the Patreon come next month.
Yeah.
But it's still there now. So patreon.com/middlechildren. Click the link in the description of this episode so you can get your tickets for Jesse's wedding on March 28th. That is the theme of the show.
Ugh, it's going to be great.
And yeah, is that it?
That's it.
So thanks for letting me talk for a fucking hour. I really did not think that. I can't believe that. So I apologize to you, Jesse.
We
love
it. We needed it. We all needed it.
Ranting. No wonder people go to therapy. So until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye. The
Middle Children. Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.